Afternoon on the request hour. Ricky, you've got something to tell us.
What?
In your role as head of speech.
Yeah.
You said you were going to speak.
Oh, no, no, I've just got a fax through about a new club. It's a club I've already heard about. It's called the Chill Club, and it's upstairs at the King's Head, and it's sort of really laid back, and you go in and sit on scatter cushions and be hippie and chill out and drink till one and stuff. And they have, like, little acoustic sessions, and that's this Saturday, Saturday the 31st.
Wait,
I think it's every other... I think it's every other Saturday at the King's Head in Fulham.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I've heard good things about it, and it was sold out last week, so I said get there early. Doors are at 8:30, and a bar till 1, no entrance after 11 p.m. And it's a fiver, and
oh,
it's
cool.
Meant to be really cool to sit down, sort of in a trip-hoppy, folky, Portishead-y, jangly sort of stuff. Right up your street, Sergius. Not Ben's, though. He likes clubbing, doesn't he? Late clubs with, like, loud music.
And, he does, doesn't he? Yeah. He goes
Bolte
to bed.
Didn't come out of Birmingham.
Yeah. And talking about that, I mean, no one has phoned to confirm or deny.
I heard the dish.
Thing, so.
Well, not the actual dish, not the pot, not the lump of clay, but the stuff in it, the particular blend of herbs and spices that we now know as Bolte.
Originated
in
Birmingham.
I'm ruling it as valid.
Maybe he's right. Hold on, no, because it's not the blender's fault. It is the fact that it's called Bolte because you eat it out of the pot. And that, I think he's right.
You're embarrassing yourself now, Gervais.
Oh, God, I'm backtracking. But thinking about it, yeah, it's not the ingredients. It's the important thing is that it's cooked in that. And, of course, they didn't invent that there. They, I
see,
think he's right, Sturgis.
Well, in that case...
Slade it is, then.
No, Black Sabbath.
Slade, I'll get lost. Slade. And if we're counting
Black
Led Zeppelin,
Sabbath.
if we're counting Led Zeppelin, obviously Led Zeppelin.
No.
Black Sabbath.
Sabbath are better than Zeppelin.
Oh, no.
You're wrong. You're having a mental aberration if you think.
Go on, give me an example.
Well, there's a fantastic story. Just the ludicrousness. Is that right? Where's that word?
That's the word now.
Ludicrosity.
That'll do, yeah. Tony Iommi was asked when they hit big in America what it was like for Black Sabbath, and he said, oh, it was mad. We went back to the hotel, and there was like 10 satyrs sitting outside the hotel room, all dressed in black, with black candles. So he blew the candles out and sung happy birthday to them.
Led Zeppelin said, and I think that sums it up.
Are you squeezing your lemon?
Yeah, I'm squeezing my little lemon. I'm putting my little cocktail chipolata on the table between two pickled onions and seeing if that
and
fat
the juice is running down your leg.
Yeah, and the juice is running down my leg, indeed. Well, we've embarrassed ourselves.
Yes.
I think in a way we might have embarrassed XFM, and I know
certainly
mainly,
we've embarrassed
London.
Yeah.
XFM 104.9. It's just gone 3:15 on a Wednesday afternoon. It's the request hour. It's your choice of music. I think we'll have some more music now. This is for Gary O'Donnell, who says chocolate is the best thing to come out of Birmingham. I can't say the brand name because then apparently I'm advertising. But it's that chocolate.
That Bourneville.
Yeah.
That's not like you to advertise, is it, Sturge?
No.
Sturge, I wouldn't say you advertise.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, you don't want to be pampered.
No.
So
sky's the limit. Sky is the limit. You know,
Exactly. It's like you've won the lottery.
It's the dry wive week that I like.
Yeah.
Public Enemy. Anthrax. Bring the noise. That's for Gary O'Donnell this afternoon on the request hour. It's XFM 104.9. It's just gone 3:20. Are we going to give away your prize that you bought in
specially?
Yeah,
we have a winner. Mark Adams from Harrow. With his undercracker explanation.
Yeah.
It is the same one that dropped off Duffo.
Is it?
He just called.
Well, he's a star.
He's won it. He'll be able to... Gary's voice check challenge. How good are you at imitating comedian Michael Barrymore? Try this famous catchphrase. All right. You'll be able to do that.
Yeah,
you'll be able to impress
that.
Your friends and family.
That's just
I can do it. All right.
See?
Yeah.
Where is he? Where's Barrymore?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Well, he's at the back. Are you all right at the back?
Was he in then?
And obviously Norman Collier.
Wow.
Norman Collier. That's Norman Collier there.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Hey, my name is Michael Caine.
So, yeah.
Hey, it's like he's in the studio.
Actually, it is nice to see you, Claire, to see you, nice.
Oh, these are great
tips.
That's
brilliant.
He didn't just, well, I've keep
Why
taking off
playing?
The pop shield. I know, because I can hit it and be Norman Collier.
All right. That really hurts my ears.
I believe if they were going to rename this book, they'd call it the Bible too, the good book.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
And Mark Adams didn't just wasn't grateful for what, he claimed it. He said, yes, I claimed that book.
Really?
Yeah.
He claimed that with us.
Quite rightly, he is
actually,
the
because
winner.
Because we'd forgotten about it, actually, so thanks for reminding us.
No, that's great. Yeah.
That's yours.
Have you got his address, have we?
Yeah,
fine. Marvellous. I've completely lost my train of thought now. What's I going to do next?
What's the chances of that? Usually you're so slick, you know where you are, you're together. Good links, you can string a sentence together. No, it's obviously
no, that's somebody else.
That's
Jackie Brambles.
Let's leave the studio and see how good Claire is. We'll leave the studio.
Go on.
Right. Yeah, if you would.
We're off. This is going to be pretty good, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll see you in a minute then.
Yeah, okay.
All right then. See ya. No, still not working. Wednesday afternoons in the capital with Fluke Atom Bomb on the request now this afternoon, as requested by Phil. I've got my train of thought back.
Yeah.
It works.
Great.
Marvellous.
Well worth waiting for as well.
It's going incredibly well. Now, you may remember all this week I've been trailing a very special guest that was going to be joining us this afternoon. Martin Clunes is going to be here.
The boy Clunes.
Sadly, as you've probably noticed, he's not.
No.
He's a very busy man.
Yeah,
he's got lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, it's all the press for the launch in that Terence Higgins trust campaign.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's cool with us. And he's going to give us a call on Friday.
He is indeed.
Which will be brilliant.
This week. But, I mean, I've got Matt in instead.
Yeah.
He's got big ears.
They're beautiful and big.
Yeah. And you smell of booze
as well. Yeah, there is that, but you know.
Hold on, no, I'm not, no, well, yeah, I smell of booze, but we're not saying Martin Clunes smells of booze. We're taking reference to his character in Name Over Badly.
Yeah.
We're not saying he likes a drink. We're not saying he's like a nonce. We, you know, might like a drink.
I'm not saying he's a lush.
Or a teetotal.
But you're saying I reek of ale?
Yeah.
Yeah, only because I spill most of it.
Yeah, was that?
It's not my fault. After the, you know, 18th one.
After the accident.
It was balancing it on their backs that didn't go down too well.
I felt terrible the other day, though.
Yeah, regular as clockwork. On the hour, his right hand starts going.
Yeah.
Then his left hand starts going.
Yeah.
And if he's got a beer in it, it goes all over the place.
It's a bit messy, doesn't it, man?
Pavlovian conditioning, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Since the age of 14, you can't keep his wrist still.
The best thing to come out of Birmingham, so says Steve in Surrey. Ricky, the best thing to come out of Birmingham is yourself when you leave.
What?
If you were to go to Birmingham tomorrow
and then leave Birmingham the next day,
you'd be the best thing to come out of Birmingham. That's a compliment.
Excellent, that's nice. What, even better than Pig from Pipkins? Presumably.
Well, presumably.
The best. It says the best. That's it.
I don't think you're ever going to leave Birmingham if you go there again. I'm saying about the people in Leamington Spa.
they're
getting a lynch squad together at the moment.
Luckily, they can't hear us.
Because they've got no ears.
Because the little radio waves that we do just die after
that's
the
true.
25. They go, oh, and that was Mulder and Scott.
And then it's just quiet.
Yeah.
Tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are the tumbleweeds. Carl Graham. Gas mask Grimshaw. Oh, yeah.
Matt,
my head's getting hot again.
Are you impressed?
I am. It's fantastic.
Wednesday afternoons at XFM means it's Matt's day. Matt, have you enjoyed yourself today?
Yeah, wild horse wouldn't drag me away.
No. No. I think you meant to say wild horses, actually.
I know what it means. Sturgis.
Thank you. Is for the person who phoned or faxed in last week asking for a Frente, and we didn't have it. And you said to me, Ricky, you can't say you don't have it, but I honestly didn't have it, but now I have it, so whoever wanted it, it's for you.
Excellent.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What I just said then?
Probably,
for someone.
Retired now.
Yeah.
To the country. I can't wait for Frente anymore, let's shoot off.
So, who have you just, you've just had someone on the phone or on the fax saying about the sneaker...
For the sneaker pimps, if they're from Birmingham. I didn't know if they were
I don't know if sneaker pimps are from Birmingham.
Yeah,
but
I think they are. Them small potatoes compared to...
To the Sabbath?
Yeah, the Sabs.
Exactly.
What is this obsession with Sabbath? I always thought Sabbath were a bit of like a joke rock band. Like,
oh,
I can't believe you said that!
Led Zeppelin, is that like the mould of the first rock gods? The greatest... British band of
Who have Led Zeppelin got an influence? You know what they've influenced? That whole brand of poodle rockers with big hair like Extreme. That's who they've influenced.
That's not their
Whereas
fault.
Whereas the Sabs, their influence has been really heavy, great rock bands like Nirvana and things like that. you know?
Sabbath are the best thing to come out of Birmingham, Ricky.
Okay, let's do it up to Thursday. I want proper votes, right, on faxes, right? Who is the best, the most influential, the best band out of Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath?
You're playing with fire.
It's like comparing Bobby Davro to Tommy Cooper.
Honestly. I don't think so.
I believe it is.
I think it's like comparing, let's see.
Go on.
Europe.
Right.
with Bernard Butler. Bernard Butler being Led Zeppelin.
Wow,
that's a bit abstract.
But they're both completely crap.
Yeah.
Oh, whereas Bobby Davro's brilliant.
So tomorrow, Ricky, you says tomorrow we're going to have a debate.
It's like comparing something I don't like very much with something I like a lot more.
Yeah, but that's fair enough.
So you're erring on the side of soft. Aren't you? Whereas Sabbath are hard.
Yeah, well, I like hard stuff as well.
So you like Europe and hate Bernard Butler?
No!
Is that what you're saying?
Other way around.
You hate Tommy Cooper, but you love Bobby Davro. How's that work?
No!
Well, that's what you're saying!
They're twisting it, Claire! Please vote for me! I'm by myself in the studio. 0171 5802000.
Never vote for it!
Led Zeppelin's better than Black Sabbath!
A lot better today, by the way, because I've been ill all week with this cold.
Yeah, the mucus fairy came in the night, did he?
Yeah, he did, actually. It's great.
Well,
there's
this fantastic thing from Bristol University. It was in the Times. Forget hot toddies. The best remedy for a cold is a cup of coffee, according to psychologists at Bristol University.
Yeah.
The drink largely eliminated the effects of having a cold, they reported after experiments with 100 volunteers. Trials with vodka had failed to show any beneficial effects on mood or performance. Were these trials by vodka, by chance, done around the Christmas party period?
Yeah. They've got to make it look good. Oh, and the control can be coffee. Yeah, right, exactly. Vodka versus anything. Coffee, yeah. We do our own.
Yeah,
definitely. Vodka versus whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where that gold blend couple was always. They never come to the door going, it's not dribbling down. I've just come for some, oh, Jesus. Wipe your nose, you filthy. Oh, Jesus. Because it obviously,
you've been drinking vodka, haven't you? Not the coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Pissed in you, got snot running down your mouth. Oh, and I fancied a good couple of. Sabbath is like Marilyn Manson.
Oh,
Led Zeppelin is more Radiohead.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sabbath is like Reef. Led Zeppelin is like the Foo Fighters.
No.
0171 5802000. Who's the more influential British band, Sabbath or Zepp? Come on, it's obvious. The answer's Led Zeppelin.
I'll fax you something tomorrow.
Okay.
That will... Tomorrow will all be revealed.
Yeah, okay.
It's Black Sabbath, Ricky.
I seem to have run out of coffee. Come in, I've got some... Oh, sorry.
I've been drinking vodka all day.
0171 580.
This cold's not getting any better.
2000. It's sort of a Led Zeppelin versus Sabbath type quiz.
it's not a quiz, is it?
Yeah, no. Well, it is really, because there is a right answer. There is obviously a right answer.
No.
Objectively speaking, there must be a right answer.
The king of corruption.
Of which has been, who has been more influential. We could trace it back. Of course, we're not the people to do
from
it.
From the Midlands.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm forgetting the Midlands.
Oh, really?
Now.
We're forgetting
just,
the Midlands.
Just, out of those two, it doesn't matter where they came from.
Oh, it's a bonfire.
Who is a more influential band on the world rock scene? Sabbath or Zeppelin?
Sabbath.
Ah, Keenan's 2-1. This is 2-1. Right, I'll get rid of him now, and we'll be evens, and let it be on a vote.
0171 580 2000. We've got 10 more minutes to leave Campfield.
Let's ask Campfield.
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 Campfield. Campfield.
That is the honour.
Go and get him.
We're just going to get him.
Anyway, Matt, that's a bit of small talk here.
Yes.
Stephen George yourself today, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's wrong.
He is wrong, isn't he?
Yeah, he's having an aberration. Oh, is he?
He hasn't been listening. Have you heard what we've just been doing?
Okay, right.
Ian Campfield.
Don't look completely impartial.
Seriously, you two look away, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, don't know what we think or who thinks, just ask the question, right?
Right.
In your opinion, who is the most influential band on the world rock scene?
Right.
Don't give me any clues.
No,
we're not saying anything.
Who, in your opinion, is the most influential band, the better band for you, and who influenced more people, out of Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath?
on what scene? The rock scene. They're all rock scene.
The most influential. In rock
just
and
the
pop.
Best band.
Yeah.
The best band.
It's got to be Led Zeppelin.
Yes!
Yes!
No! I'm taking it. Yes!
No!
That's it.
You're scum!
That is it.
Because
you're scum!
Because Led Zeppelin were Led Zeppelin. When they weren't, they folded up. Black Sabbath, great albums with Ozzy Osbourne. 20 years after that, I'm afraid they went crap. You didn't stipulate the Ozzy Osbourne thing.
You said, if we asked Canfield, that would be a bit of you said it. You laid it on the line. We didn't give any clues. Canfield said, Led Zeppelin, that's it. I'm happy with that. Play a record.
Even talk to the listeners,
right, this is incredible.
Don't even talk to them.
David Keenan took all these, right? Led Zeppelin got every vote except one. Every single person was for Led Zeppelin except one. And that wasn't to Black Sabbath, that was for Dave Keenan. Out of those two, said, I'll vote Dave Keenan, give him his own show. Right. So Zeppelin got all the votes, Sabbath got none, Dave Keenan got more than Black Sabbath. Thank you. It's official.
For the discerning punter, of course, Black Sabbath will always be there. But for people that just say, you know...
For people who haven't got
Bonnie
phones,
Tyler.
People who can't use the phone. I wrote the phone, but I can't use the phone. No. Of course, people who can use modern technology, it's Led Zeppelin.
Excuse me a minute. Who did you say, Sturgis?
I was going for Sabbath.
Right, Sabbath. And did you do the Friday Rock Show on Radio 1?
I rest my case. That is practically it from us today. Ricky's stormed out of the studio. Keenan stormed with him to answer the phone. You can come back in again, Ricky. This is my goodbye link.
Okay, go on.
Goodbye.
Oh,
for today.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Genius. Well done.
All those years.
And well done to Led Zeppelin for being voted the greatest band, most influential band out of them and Black Sabbath.
Tomorrow, Ricky, it's a shame Matt can't be with us, but tomorrow we are going to have like a Gary Crowley Battle of the Bands type thing, I think. Like a bit of a demo clash.
Why? Why?
Because I want to take this a bit further.
No. What? Keenan's
you have
to.
To.
I just want to play...
It's in fighting mood.
More set.
See?
I know.
Tomorrow.
You think they know.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being discerning, intelligent people. Keep the faxes coming. To Ricky Gervais. And Claire and Matt and Dave. They like Black Sabbath.
It's been a pleasure, Matt, having you on the show this afternoon.
Yes, I was going to say something before I go.
Well, I'm just going to say, I'm going to play Mazzy Star into Ian Campfield, Fade Into You, and this is for Melinda.
Right.
Who wants to hear it, so that's what I'm going to be playing. But I just want to say, Matt, thank you.
That's
you
all right. Can I say something?
Next yeah.
Can I just say to Vanessa, food's not love.
It was beautiful. It was a great show.
Worth waiting a week for, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, it's good. The fingerprints of a koala bear are so similar to that of a human being that if they were found at the scene of a crime, the police would not be able to tell the difference.
That is the fact that I remember.
That is the fact.
And is it true?
Well, it depends what sort of crime it was, really.
But you got this from a reliable source.
Of course, the internet.
So let me get this right. The fingerprints of a koala bear are so similar to those of a human being.
Yeah.
That if they were found at the scene of a crime, the police would think that a human had committed that crime.
Yeah. Or vice versa, maybe.
What kind of a crime is that?
The great koala bear, eucalyptus robbery.
Right. Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah. They've come in, right? All the police have come in, the detectives, right? Quince's comes strolling about half hour later, and they go, it's all right, Quince, we've solved this one. This is obviously a human being. He goes, Oh, is it? They go, well, yeah, of course it is. There's a bloke here. He's been bludgeoned to death with a lead pipe in the conservatory. He's a big lad. It's probably a 6-foot bloke. And he's hit him with the right hand by the window. Quincy goes, oh, it's a 6-foot bloke, was it? Oh, yeah. And then, well, he goes, oh, right. No, it's just that, you know, you've ruled out the possibility of 5 koala bears standing on each other's shoulders, have you?
In a long coat.
Yeah, with the trilby on.
Obviously.
The bottom one's the fat one going, oh, where are you going? And the top one's going, right. Left, and they've snuck
past the security guy.
And they've got...
He's just said, go on through, sir.
Yeah, yes. Go on through, yeah, it's at press.
yeah. I've gone press, right? And I've got in there, right? And I've got this bloke, they've got his confidence, they've got a false moustache, obviously.
Of course they have.
Look, with, like, you're growing, yeah. Right? And I go, all right, mate. And I go, oh, what's that over there? The top one's got, and the bottom one's holding it all up. Then they just scatter.
They just scatter, dump
leave,
the coat.
They just leave a coat, like an empty coat with a hat on it. Right? And Quincy, and the thing is, I think Quincy knows because he's already rounded him up and he's got a confession out of him.
Right.
And so he's just being really smug. And they're going, oh, yeah, yeah, it's a bloke, isn't it? Yeah, it's a human being, yeah. Well, look, Quincy, the fingerprints. Yeah, let's have a look at these. And they go, doh. Yeah. They're just like, no, they're like, yeah. Right, and but the thing is, I think that there's a Mr. Big.
Do you?
Yeah, mm. But he's up the tree getting stoned on you, because going, he's getting all the, he's counting his cash.
He's just up there hanging loose, catching it, counting his cash.
He's fingerprinted. He's got an alibi. And these pawns,
they're not going to pin anything on Mr. Big.
They couldn't.
Because he's used those koala pawns in his
yeah.
He's a devilish fiend.
Yeah, and they've done all the work. The little fat one, he's got bad shoulders now.
Yeah.
He's got four on him. And the tall one's got the little head with the trilby. He was at the top because he can wield like a lead pipe.
Yeah.
The, or the hat fitted him. The hat. Have you got that letter?
Ah, yes, no, I have, no, I'm gonna wait till later about
okay,
this. There's a great letter, I'll wait till later.
Well, I'll play a song then.
Oh, please do, but, well, be careful, I mean, if you're a police officer, if you're listening, if you're currently investigating a crime,
think.
You've got fingerprints, you think you've sewn it up, think again.
Just think, just
never. Have you looked at the koala angle?
Expect the unexpected.
One from this bag. Do you
yes, so that's the first bag. So okay. you seem to care about what bag it is. Is that
the bags are quite important.
Right, okay.
I take one from this bag.
Yeah.
And then I come up with a band name such as, let me see, The Riff Masters.
No. Just do that one. Take it from any bag, yeah. So do it out of mine. Take it from any one of my bags.
Either bag?
Yeah.
All right. Axial is the first word.
Yeah.
This is going to be a cool band.
Yeah.
Axial Face. Axial Face.
Good of it.
You just I come with great ideas. I just, you know, I come in here, I present these ideas and you just ruin them. You just take them in.
Read that letter.
Oh, can I just, by the way, before I do that, can I just mention that there is an email address.
Yeah.
What show is this? How many shows have we done now?
Five or six.
Anyway, there is an email address, and I'm thinking that lots of our listeners, I'm almost certain, will have access to internet email nonsense. I personally don't understand it, but if you do, then you can write to Ricky, ricky-gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Ah, there's a bit of a drawback with email.
Go on.
I don't read it.
Do you not know how to do
no,
it?
No, I just don't bother.
Get one of the lackeys.
I empty my pigeonhole about once every 2 weeks.
ricky-gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Letters got more chance.
Well, possibly.
I like getting letters.
Here's a letter. Dear Ricky, blah, 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 responding, things I could do for you. Here's the important bit. And this is, by the way, from Siobhan.
Yeah.
In Siobhan in Willesden. Things I could do for you. Nice, this is a great idea.
Yeah, make you a hat. That's the one I want. Gervais, she can make you a hat. She is a professional hat maker.
Yeah.
Is it a milliner? Is that the name?
Yeah.
But she's a professional hat maker. She can make you a hat.
I love it.
Gervais. What kind of a hat? What would you fancy? I see you in a fez.
No.
A little red fez.
Oh, I know what I want.
Go on.
Well, you know those top hats? Those
yes.
Sort of the velvety ones.
Yes.
But squashed down one side like a constantine of maybe the top up.
like a dynamo.
Yeah.
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 That'd be beautiful. Beret?
Beret.
What kind of a hat is that?
It's a frisbee.
It's beret.
It's some bloke, he does philosophy for a week, or he's sort of doing French, and he comes in to the student union with a beret on and a goatee, and the first thing you do is take it off and throw it out the window.
Of course you do.
Because you're with the cool people, and he's going, oh, that's really funny, isn't it? Yeah. So mature. Yeah. And you go, no, it's not mature, but it's funny.
We're just having a laugh.
Anyone you see wearing a beret in the studio or in a pub, just pop it off, frisbee it across the... I'll tell you, you will be the most popular bloke in that
use
pub.
Use it like... He's sort of piggy in the middle, you're just throwing it, you know, different people, it kind of bombs the pub. People,
yeah.
they leave the quiz machine,
yeah.
They come over, and they're joining in, and you're just throwing... He's screaming, please give me my beret back.
In fact, I reckon if you threw it, and it hit the hardest bloke in the pub's pint over, he'd look over, and they go, who did that? And I go, I did, but he was wearing it. And I go, fair enough, mate. And he... Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He'd go straight to the guy that was wearing the beret. What kind of a hat is that? It's French. I mean, there's the point. That's the answer.
I don't want to get you on French people.
No, I know, but all I would say to you is he's got no brim.
You see, that can't be healthy.
Can we get Siobhan in to measure me up for a hat?
So Siobhan, maybe if Siobhan's listening, she could give us a call.
Her mate makes clothes. So I could have the whole suit done.
No, I was just going to mention that. She's got a friend, Catherine. She wants us to mention Catherine. Catherine is just setting up a new business, all right? Yeah. So best of luck with that, Catherine. And anyway, she can make stuff for you as well.
Top hat and tails.
Top hat and tails. Gervais, you would look fantastic.
I wouldn't I?
We would send you to the Ritz.
Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Oh, it would be beautiful.
And a cummerbund.
Oh, what? that would be great. You in a top hat and tails. Lovely. Lovely.
Why does it matter which bag it is then?
It's too complicated. Let's explain in a minute.
Okay.
You've got tickets to give away, Gervais. We've almost forgotten about it.
Yeah. Well, I've got to think of some questions as well.
All right. Well, let's just find out what the prize is first.
Right. We've got, a pair of Gus Gus. Tickets at Yulu for Friday the 30th of February.
Right,
yeah.
I'll just confirm that they're real.
Yeah, of course they're real.
I'm like that fellow on the lottery. You know, they always go to somebody, a member of the street, or somebody in a panto somewhere.
Yeah.
To choose the numbers, you know. And they're just gonna be like that, just checking.
Oh, go, just check that's a real fork, yeah. Don't check too, don't, you bent it.
Right,
so. You bent it, mate. You've bent the fork, mate. Now I can't do the trick. Go on.
So two tickets to see Gus Gus at the University of London Union, Mallet Street, London, on Friday the 13th. All right, two tickets there. Yes, bona fide Gervais.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Corner shop.
All right, let me just check.
Already yes. Both nights sold out. That's sought after.
Two corner shop tickets here, plus Le Rhythm Digital.
This is like a real prize.
It is wonderful,
isn't it?
It's wonderful. That's on Wednesday the 4th of March. Again, at the University of London Union. All right, two tickets there for them.
Two tickets to Catherine Wheel, mate.
To see Catherine Wheel, again at Yulu. And Catherine Wheel plus special guests on Thursday the 26th of February. So, yeah. We've got the tickets there. All right, so we've got six tickets.
Right, I've got a question. I've got a question for the first one.
Okay, was that Gus Gus?
Yeah.
All right, so
first one is Gus Gus.
The question?
Cool name there, Gus Gus. Does it matter which bag they would have been in?
Right, okay.
Yeah, and I'll take any answer.
What, yes or no?
Yeah, I take yes or no. I better remind them of the phone number.
Please
hold on,
do.
One minute. 0171 580 2000. Call me! I forgot I'd done that one.
So, yes, two tickets for Gus Gus. The question again, please, Gervais.
Does it matter which bag they're in? And again, it doesn't really matter, yes or no. I just take anything.
All right, Catherine Wheel, you got a question for Catherine Wheel?
Catherine Wheel. Yeah, when I used to do it, when I was little, and we used to have a Catherine Wheel, my dad would nail it to the shed, set it, got light. Well, the nail was way too big and tight. You know what I mean? It moved a little bit, and then just... what we watched was this thing just burn out. Yeah. It was more of a sort of like a...
Yeah.
Catherine Blob.
Catherine Blob.
Yeah, and the question is... That's all right, isn't it? It's not so much a question. The question is, that's all right, isn't it? And again, I'll accept anything. Right, I'd better remind him of that number again, hold on.
Give him the number.
Hold on.
We've got Catherine Wheel tickets to give away.
Yeah.
At the University of London.
Yeah.
Union.
And the question is, not so much a question is, what was it?
Catherine Blob.
Catherine Wheel, blah, blah,
it's all right.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or something like that. 0171 580 2000. Call me on it.
Right. So it's going well, Gervais.
Right. Just does it matter what's bagging? The answer doesn't matter.
Okay.
Catherine Wheel, that's right, isn't it? Right? And corner shop.
Corner shop. Alright, now you've got that. Now this is a gem of a prize.
I know, already
you've
sold
got
out.
Two tickets to see corner shop. The gig is sold out. We've got Le Rhythm Digital, a very cool band name there. They're going to be supporting corner shop. It's on Wednesday the 4th of March. Two tickets to give away. And the question, Gervais, is...
The corner shop in Coronation Street was owned by Councillor Roberts. What was his first name?
Alright, the number please, Gervais.
Hold on, I've got, hold on, one minute.
Quick, I'll just remind you of the other questions.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Gus Gus, right? Would it matter which bag they're in?
Right.
I'll accept yes or no.
Yes.
Catherine Wheel, that's all right, isn't it? Again, anything. And corner shop. Councillor Roberts.
What was his first name?
Number to call. 0171 582 2000. It's the number to call Catherine Wheel.
Corner shop tickets for you.
I told you they'd understand.
I must say, Gervais, that was one of the most electrifying radio quizzes I've ever heard. Do you know what I mean? I think if we could option that for the telly,
yeah.
We could get the whole spin-off thing going. A board game as well.
Yeah.
It would just be beautiful.
Oh, I'm thinking ahead.
Yeah, that is just great, Gervais. Oh, man, we're just giving away six tickets.
Right, now, your idea was a good one. You know, all six.
Yeah, my idea was to give away all 6 tickets to the first person to phone up and give us a damn good reason why they should have them.
Yeah, that's a bit traditional though, isn't it? It's sort of like you answer a question right and you win a prize.
Yeah.
I think this is better. Yeah. But we can do yours if you want.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got 10 CDs.
Right.
To the person who thinks why they should have all 6 tickets.
You confuse me.
Well, I'm going to give 10 CDs to the tickets are gone.
Right.
To the person with the best reason why they should have 6 tickets.
Right.
But they can't have the 6 tickets because they've gone.
So they're going to get 10 CDs.
Instead.
What's the number to call?
Oh, you caught me out. Hold on, one minute.
Let me just rephrase that. Basically, we've got 10 CDs to give away.
Yeah.
If you can give us a good reason why you should have the tickets.
Yeah.
Which you can't have.
Terps. Old newspapers. A lot of my audience carry around bags full of, like, old newspapers going back for a long time. I've no idea why. But everyone that ever speaks to me goes, are you Ricky Gervais? Oh, yeah. They go, I've got these. And they're all old, I mean, tabloids. And I go, what are the papers for? And they look at me as though I'm mad, so I leave it.
Mm.
But, I mean, there must be a market there.
It's not really the sort of ABC1 category that I think a lot of advertisers are after, is it?
Is there an Epsilon Minor category for me?
The thing,
I like them, I like my... alright, watch this. For example, right, Steve, this is the sort of quality, right? Whoever phones up, for no reason at all, okay, sends me a CD, right? Right? So call for absolutely no reason at all, right? And don't give your reason to him out there, and send me a CD. What, I want the winner, right? I'll take caller number... 0171-582-2000 is the number to call.
Tinfoil hats. Are they trying to steal your mind? By tinfoil hats. That's the kind of ad you're going to have on this show, Jermaine.
Batteries. I've got loads of batteries. Don't use them. That was that. That on that. What's that? What have we got there? Loads of newspapers.
Gervais, the phone lines are buzzing.
I know, yeah.
The phone lines are buzzing.
Yeah.
I can't understand it. It's the same when another station gives away a holiday to New York.
Yeah.
It's the same reaction.
Yeah.
To whatever the hell it was you said. What was your competition?
It was a good competition.
What was it?
The competition was, someone's got a phone up for no reason at all, not give Nick the reason, and send me a CD and they're the winner.
Lines are buzzing.
Yeah. Well, it's a good competition.
How do you do this?
It's a good competition.
I cannot compute.
Well, if you can't see that is a good prize to win, then there's something wrong with you.
Sorry, I just can't understand it. I don't think it's my kind of humour.
The competition is this, Steve.
I think you're a bit wacky. I don't really understand.
You're frightened, aren't you?
I just,
You're frightened. And these people... Not your phone up, but come into the studio.
I know.
You were scared last week, weren't you?
Mm.
He came in the week as well.
I kind of like Barrymore, that sort of thing. I think he's really funny.
Yeah.
You mean Barrymore?
No.
Sort of Cilla Black.
You know, Steve, you're funny. But nowhere near as funny as me.
Just with the calls and the competitions.
I think
it just sort of goes over my head.
Look, the competition is this. Oh, sorry to Mark Adams as well. Nick cut you off and he's a regular listener. Competition is this. Someone phones up for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Don't give the reason away. Send me a CD is the winner.
It's the way you don't even use grammar.
There's no need.
Just use words.
Yeah.
Do you take the words that you say out of these bags? And is that how you form your sentences and your competition?
I don't think of it as forming sentences. I think of it as when my head gets hot, I have to cool it down. And speech is the best thing. It's sort of like, do you know what I mean? I walk on the street and I have to talk, and it sort of cools it down.
I've got some people who've called. John has called from North Harrow, Louise from Clapton, Claire from Hendon, Paul from Maida Vale.
Yeah.
I don't know why they called.
No reason.
I don't know who they are.
No reason.
Going back to the competition that you set,
yeah. I got that one.
We met a fella, Carl, from Catford.
Yeah.
Now, he phoned up to try and offer us a suggestion as to how we can receive money for free by begging for it without breaking the law.
Oh, he's the winner, then.
And, is he?
Yeah.
Well, right.
Hmm. So,
The fella, on the phones, the fella's man in the phones even managed to get a CD out of him, persuaded him to send us a CD.
He would be the winner anyway, even if he hadn't sent the CD.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pick a song here. I haven't worked out my next song.
Gervais,
I've heard that for a while.
Gervais.
What?
I don't want to work here anymore. Is that all right? Do you mind if I...
No, there'd be plenty of people wanting to fill your shoes. And think of all the old newspapers I'll get out of it. Wait a minute.
Was on the tube earlier, Gervais. Now, I know that you walk into work.
Yeah.
But I do have to take the tube. There's a guy on there, there's a kid on there, sat opposite me, 10, 11 maybe, alright? And he looks quite normal.
12 at the most.
Yeah, he's an ordinary looking kid, you know, just got the sort of, you know, street clothes on or whatever. Looks perfectly normal. He's not the kind of kid that's going to get bullied at school, you know, just normal looking kid. Except, Gervais, he was wearing a Deerstalker hat. Now, what's happening there?
Oh, I love
that. Do you know what I mean? When he goes to school on Monday morning, if he's wearing the hat, they're just going to kick the hell out of him.
Well, right, we'll pass that on to Howard. We'll keep that. And as I said, anyone wants to get hold of Howard, do it via us. He doesn't really give out his address, obviously. Might attract mad people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I read in the paper years ago, there was this guy, right, and he was from Sheffield. And he was at the birth of Christ. He'd lived before as a cow.
Okay.
But that's not all. Another bloke who also lived in Sheffield saw this. I was like, I don't believe it. So was I. Right? So what's the chance of that? Okay, yeah, I was a cow as well. And they started this cult called Cattle for Christ. Just two of them. But I just imagine people going to say, I was a donkey. Good, did you see it? No, there was like a beam in the way. I couldn't see. Nor could I. No, I was being milked. Couldn't see a thing. Where were you? I was a chicken. So you saw everything. No, I was, wasn't I? I was so close.
Poultry for the prodigal son.
Wouldn't
be beautiful. Yeah, no, but, I mean, I'm sure there are all kinds of societies like this, and perhaps if you're a member of one, then we'd like to find out all about you.
Two idiots talking nonsense on the radio.
It's a cult.
Yeah, of course it is. Well, I am. Oh, we're going to recreate it. The tension, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the excitement.
Hot dogs.
The hot dogs, most definitely the hot dogs.
A challenge has been set.
Yeah. Matt didn't know this, but I'm a bit of a Sabutio buff myself. He comes in here all hard with his sheepskin on, right, with his little team under his hand and his roller, and I go, I'll play Sabutio. I said, I do, yeah. So, the gauntlet was laid down.
It was, yeah. We've got Chile against England, but I unfortunately haven't got Chile, so I brought in Morocco instead. Not Morocco, what they call Colombia.
Colombia.
Colombia, yeah. So if any of the defenders mess up, I can always shoot one of them.
Yeah, of course.
And that's going to be live, it's 10 minutes each way, at 20-3 in the XFM Lounge.
We are actually doing a proper football match, YouTube football match on XFM this afternoon. Kick off at 20-3, so it's 10 minutes each way.
Yeah.
And we'll be dipping in occasionally to see.
A little boy Fraser is going to be the referee.
Marvellous.
He's the only one that can fit on the pitch and run round.
Of course.
Without disturbing any of the players.
Of course. It's a work of genius.
And I've picked my team.
Have you?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, England, I'm in. No, I've got this, look at him. Look at his face. Gus Coyne here. He's so pleased. Look at him there. He's only an inch high. But look at it. I've got Gus Coyne, Incy, Batty. Seaman there. I don't know if I've got this all over Nigel Martin is in goal. I'm going to put a list over there. But not mine. Matt brought it in, you filthy. Anyway, we're going
to... Apparently for goalkeeper's choice, though, most women prefer flowers to semen.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Matt!
Well, I'm going to go and they'll check out the pitch, warm up, and Matt...
And where are we doing it? In the XFM Lounge?
Matt's another point. and we're a live link, we're refereeing everything, it's going to be amazing, Claire.
This is radio, this is what radio's meant to be like.
Yeah, two grown men playing Sabutio and doing semen puns. That is exactly
that
what radio is meant to be. Yeah.
Okay, let's cross over live now to the living room just down the corner. Let's, round the corner, down the corridor, you know what I'm trying to say. The crowds are there, Ricky and Matt are there. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Kickoff? Let's do it.
I've won the kickoff, Claire, and I'm starting off here.
Oh, there's some of the crowd. And it's off. We're away. There it goes.
It's a beautiful thing. He's moved down the pitch.
It's gone.
Oh,
to the floor. Oh, no.
It's chilly now. Chilly on the break.
Oh, it's a foul. It's a filthy, dirty foul. Headbutt. England are the crowd went like that much, and it's just went up there. There he is. He flicked a plastic man. Barry Spinnaker there, a little Tommy Tompkinson from the early on. Jimmy Twizzler. Oh, there he is. Oh, but I've given it away straight away. It's a number 11 there, and he's run it all the goal kick. Goal kick. There's little boy Fraser there on his horn. Right, on his final.
Half time.
That's it. No, we'll be back in a minute.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
Riley.
That is stupid.
We can have a penalty shootout, though.
I nearly sprained myself then. I had to stop in mid-swing. That's happened before, though.
We will be back at the XFM Living
Room. Mum, I don't want any tea. I'm busy.
You're very good with your fingers on.
Right after this. The score, England versus Chile, is 0-0. Time to go back to the XFM living room. For the second half of the match this afternoon, let's see how it's looking.
Well, Claire, England are down to 10 men. I had to pull one of my players off at half-time.
That's very kind of you. My boys only get oranges.
I used to do that to mine, but they wouldn't put the tights on and have the bag over their head. But here we go. Here we go. And it's our, oh, look at that lovely ball there, a hoddle-type ball into nowhere in particular. It's Chile again, they fouled his own player, they missed it completely. England move up there, and it's a dirty foul, it's a dirty foul.
I'll take it.
Quite a dangerous area. He's moving two, he's not, one, two, three.
Here we go. I've never been in such close proximity to you, Ricky.
England in possession again. Oh, look at this move here.
It's like you're after something.
They're keeping it. They're playing with the ball now. It's a foul. He's going to take it quickly. It's there. Oh, it's dangerous. England in the 15-yard line. So close.
Still England's.
Still England's there. It's in a dangerous position.
Nil-nil. That is the end of the match then, so I guess, what, extra time? Penalty shootout?
Penalty shootout.
Yeah, okay.
Beckons.
Right after this. So, as we recreate the England-Chile match tonight, this afternoon, in fact, here live on XFM, down there in the living room, we have Ricky and Matt. Ricky representing England on the Sabugio table. Matt is doing the business for Chile, although he hasn't got any Chile team members. He's using the Colombia ones. But don't you worry about that. We cross over live now back to the XFM living room.
Go.
Hello?
Oh, here we
are.
Can you hear me, Claire?
Tano is on. England didn't take the first penalty. It's just the best of three. And his goalkeeper keeps jumping up and kicking it with his back. His
scorpion kick.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Now, can I just like say as well, I feel slightly stupid because we could have been in the studio pretending to play this, but we are two grown men.
No, you really
are. Sprawled out. My knees are killing me. We've got the whole thing out. It took us about an hour to tape it down.
I'm in trouble with me mum because I'm missing me tea.
Yeah. Right, here we go.
Okay, so just very quickly, so the score is 0-0. This is the penalty shootout. Off you go.
Yeah, okay.
Yes! England 1-0 up.
1-0.
England 1-0.
Oh,
Gervais!
Amazing scenes here.
Oh, I can't believe it. Okay.
Was that a save?
Yes, of course it was.
It was a beautiful save.
England in the lead.
Oh, yes! Oh! It's 2-0! It's 2-0!
Chile have to score this to stay in.
Oh, they saved it! Oh!
Amazing Gervais scene! It's coming off!
I can't believe
it's coming
it!
Off!
That's it! They can't let go in! Yeah!
England!
Obviously, I'm very disappointed.
Oh, boys, well done.
Just like to say thanks to everyone. They had faith in me. I knew I could do it. There was a lot of criticism, but thanks. We've done it!
And as we say goodbye to the XFM living room, there's Chumba Wumba with Tub Thumping playing over the tannoy. Oh, the boys will be back in the studio for a bit of a post-match analysis. Joined by Ricky Gervais and Matt Ambound, team captains, Ricky Gervais England, Matt Ambound Chile, although it was Colombia, but
South American, isn't it?
The really embarrassing thing is, not only that we actually went through with it, but that we didn't care whether it was on the radio or not, we were having a brilliant time. My heart, I just wanted to win so badly, Claire. I just wanted to win so badly. Oh, God, when I put that goal past him, he just, oh, God, it was just amazing.
Yeah, you looked like a happy man. And the boy Fraser did well.
He was
the
loving
boy
it.
Fraser.
He was jumping up and down.
He ruled it with a rod of iron.
I know.
We'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Do you know what we haven't had time to do this afternoon, Matt?
What's that?
All those autographs you got from
the awards. Schiffer, Modine.
All of them.
Cranky.
We got all those autographs, and we're going to give them away today. Now, what do you reckon? Should we do it next week?
Sweet.
No, I'm going to keep them.
Okay, fine,
To hell with the listeners.
Yeah.
No, all right, we'll come up with the competition.
We'll do it next week. Yes. Seriously, Ricky, we have got all these autographs.
That is like a lovely prize, quite seriously. You didn't really get cranky, did you?
No, I didn't get cranky, no.
Got a photo.
She was off with Pollard. Drinking
really?
Gin, yeah.
Oh, no, it's got to be libelous.
It was a lovely thing.
At least he's allegedly off with drinking gin.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
But once again, thank you for the effort you put in this afternoon for that match.
It's my pleasure.
And the fact that, you know, it's not sad, the fact that you did actually play.
Oh, it was amazing.
I let you win.
Did you see the second goal?
I did see the second goal.
I let you win.
And I also, Ricky...
rubbish.
No, I did. I dived the wrong way.
Rubbish.
I did. I've accepted
that
bribes.
Rubbish.
No, it's true.
That is rubbish.
No, I wanted England to win, so that's it. That's my match.
No, guys.